queuing for aid on Saturday outside a United Nations distribution center in Jabalia in the northern Gaza Strip. The aid included food supplies provided by the World Food Program that had been forced to reduce rations to ensure broader coverage for newly displaced people, it said in July. Gaza ceasefire and hostage negotiators discussed new compromise proposals in Cairo on Saturday. In a virtual news conference, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said,
"We're in Cairo. They're in Cairo. We need Hamas to participate. We need to get down to the brass tacks of locking in these details. And that's what we're focused on here in the next coming days here over the course of the weekend."
Israeli military strikes in Gaza killed 50 people on Saturday, Palestinian health authorities said. Moscow and Kyiv swap prisoners of war on Saturday as Ukraine marks its Independence Day. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged over 100 prisoners of war as Kyiv marked its third Independence Day since Moscow's full-scale invasion. The Ukrainian national anthem was sung by the soldiers who were part of the exchange. Ukraine said that around 115 servicemen were released, many of whom were recruits. They were taken prisoner in the early months of Russia's invasion. This group includes nearly 50 soldiers captured by Russian forces in Mariupol. On the Russian side, Russian Defense Ministry said that around 115 of their soldiers who had been captured in the Kursk region are currently in Belarus, but would be taken to Russia for medical treatment and rehabilitation. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
For more stories and additional coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A stabbing rampage in which a man killed three people and wounded eight others at a festival in the western German city.